Welcome to day 128 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards, and we're in the Seventh Commandment. Westminster Shorter Catechism, question 70, asks, which is the Seventh Commandment? And answers, the Seventh Commandment is, Thou shalt not commit adultery, Exodus 20:14. Yesterday we looked at the duties required by the Seventh Commandment, and we ended with Westminster Shorter Catechism, question 72, what is forbidden in the Seventh Commandment? Which answers, the Seventh Commandment forbiddeth all unchaste thoughts, words, and actions. More detail is found in the Westminster Larger Catechism. Question 139 asks, what are the sins forbidden in the Seventh Commandment? And answers, the sins forbidden in the Seventh Commandment, besides the neglect of the duties required, are adultery, fornication, rape, incest, sodomy, and all unnatural lusts, all unclean imaginations, thoughts, purposes, and affections, all corrupt or filthy communications, or listening thereunto, wanton looks, impudent or light behavior, immodest apparel, prohibiting of lawful and dispensing with unlawful marriages, allowing, tolerating, keeping of stews and resorting to them, entangling vows of single life, undue delay of marriage, having more wives or husbands than one at the same time, unjust divorce or desertion, idleness, gluttony, drunkenness, unchaste company, lascivious songs, books, pictures, dancings, stage plays, and all other provocations to or acts of uncleanness, either in ourselves or others. Okay, phrase by phrase, the sins forbidden in the Seventh Commandment, besides the neglect of the duties required. Proverbs 5:7, hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Are adultery, fornication. Hebrews 13:4, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Galatians 5:19, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. The sins forbidden in the Seventh Commandment include rape and incest. 2 Samuel 13:14, howbeit he, Amnon, would not hearken to her, Tamar's voice, but, being stronger than she, forced her and lay with her. 1 Corinthians 5:1, it is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. Also forbidden sodomy and all unnatural lusts. Romans 1:24, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. For this cause God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And Leviticus 20:15-16, and if a man lie with a beast, he shall surely be put to death, and ye shall slay the beast. And if a woman approacheth unto any beast, and lie down thereto, thou shalt kill the woman and the beast, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. Also forbidden in the Seventh Commandment, all unclean imaginations, thoughts, purposes, and affections. Matthew 5:28, but I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Matthew 15:19, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. Colossians 3:5, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. And in our addition to the confession, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence are all italicized, meaning that this was the part of the verse which the Westminster Assembly was focusing on, and covetousness was not italicized. And yet covetousness fits in this context, which is idolatry. Paul in Romans 7 says that he had not known sin but by the law, for I had not known lust except the law had said, Thou shalt not covet. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. So that the covetousness and concupiscence are in Romans 7:7-8 identified. Also Romans 1:24, Romans 6:12, and Romans 13:14 use the same words, and there is a link between covetousness and the seventh commandment. Also forbidden in the seventh commandment, all corrupt or filthy communications or listening thereunto. Ephesians 5, 3 and 4. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Proverbs 7, 5. That they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. With her much fair speech she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips she forced him. He goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks. Also forbidden, wanton looks. We've linked the word wanton to the 1828 Noah Webster's dictionary. And forbidden here is not just being wanton, but even just wanton looks. Isaiah 3:16, Moreover the Lord saith, Because the daughters of Zion are haughty, and walk with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go, and making a tinkling with their feet. 2 Peter 2:14, Having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. Also forbidden, impudent or light behavior, immodest apparel. Proverbs 7:10, And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot, and subtle of heart. So she caught him, and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him. Also forbidden by the seventh commandment, prohibiting of lawful marriages. 1 Timothy 4:3, Forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Also prohibited, dispensing with unlawful marriages, which are described in Leviticus 18 from verse 1 to 21, which you'll have to read in your spare time. It's not included in our edition of the Westminster Larger Catechism. Mark 6:18, For John had said unto Herod, It is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife. Malachi 2:11, Judah hath dealt treacherously, and an abomination is committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah hath profaned the holiness of the Lord, which he loved, and hath married the daughter of a strange god. The Lord will cut off the man that doth this, the master and the scholar, out of the tabernacles of Jacob, and him that offereth an offering unto the Lord of hosts. Also forbidden, allowing, tolerating, and keeping of stews, and resorting to them. And stews there is defined as a brothel, house of prostitution, or a prostitute. 1 Kings 15:12, And he took away the Sodomites out of the land, and removed all the idols that his father had made. 2 Kings 23:7, And he brake down the houses of the Sodomites that were by the house of the Lord, where the women wove hangings for the grove. Deuteronomy 23:17, There shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor a Sodomite of the sons of Israel. Thou shalt not bring the hire of a whore, or the price of a dog, into the house of the Lord thy God for any vow, for even both these are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. Leviticus 19:29, Do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom, and the land become full of wickedness. Jeremiah 5:7, How shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me, and sworn by them that are no gods. When I had fed them to the full, they then committed adultery, and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. Proverbs 7:24, Hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. For she hath cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. Also forbidden by the seventh commandment are entangling vows of single life. Matthew 19:10, His disciples say unto him, If the case of the man be so with his wife, it is not good to marry. But Jesus said unto them, All men cannot receive this saying, say they to whom it is given. Prohibited by the seventh commandment, undue delay of marriage. 1 Corinthians 7:7-9, For I would that all men were even as myself. But every man hath his proper gift of God, one after this manner, and another after that. I say therefore to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I. But if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. Genesis 38:26. And Judah acknowledged them, and said, She hath been more righteous than I, because that I gave her not to Shelah my son, and he knew her again no more. Also prohibited by the seventh commandment, having more wives or husbands than one at the same time. Malachi 2:14, yet ye say, Wherefore? Because the Lord hath been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dealt treacherously. Yet is she thy companion, and the wife of thy covenant. And did he not make one? Yet he had the residue of the Spirit. And wherefore one? That he might seek a godly seed. Therefore take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. Matthew 19. And he said, For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Now we can bring the Westminster Confession of Faith in at this point. Chapter 24 is on the seventh commandment. It's titled Of Marriage and Divorce. Section 1 of chapter 24 says, Marriage is to be between one man and one woman. Neither is it lawful for any man to have more than one wife, nor for any woman to have more than one husband at the same time. The proof text, Genesis 2:24, Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Matthew 19:5, which we just read, For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, shall cleave to his wife, and the twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore, they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. Proverbs 2:17, which forsaketh the guide of her youth, and forgetteth the covenant of her God. That about uses up our time for today, so we'll continue looking at question 139 of the Larger Catechism, and we'll also be bringing in, where appropriate, the Confession of Faith, chapter 24 of Marriage and Divorce.